Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, and welcome to Paranormal Thoughts Podcast. And as always, thanks for joining me. If you're new here, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back and spending some more time here on the podcast. 2017 ended kind of all of a sudden, I would say, for me. It felt like a mad rush to sort of get to the end of the year with, you know, a bunch of things kind of going on, exciting things. And also, as if you've listened to the podcast before, you might have heard me mention I was going on a bit of a holiday vacation from the late sort of December through to January. So the podcast kind of came to a bit of an end all of a sudden, and it really felt like a sudden end. And I didn't really like that feeling. So coming back this year, it feels really right at the moment. And if, you know, if you're subscribed to the podcast and you're used to the fortnightly episodes, well, they're coming back. I'm really looking forward to getting back into the routine. It feels right again to get behind the mic and talk to all of you wonderful people. But just, you know, looking back at 2017, I had a really great year. I hope everyone else did. If it wasn't such a great year, you know, it doesn't matter. It's in the past, so hopefully things start kind of looking up for you. But in terms of paranormal stuff, got heaps to talk about, you know. I'm very excited. But for this episode, I wanted to sort of talk about some things that have been on my mind and sort of the last couple of weeks, some things that I've kind of come across and had some experiences with, and kind of just get stuff off my chest, off my mind. And if you are interested, then please feel free to stick around. So, it being a new year, I really actually like the first episode kind of being really back to this kind of roots of the podcast. I sort of did this too in 2017, the first episode. It was very kind of just how I felt, and I like doing these episodes as well rather than sort of having a exact topic and breaking down the history of the topic or, you know, the whole theory behind it and going into a bunch of evidence and then kind of summarizing it, I suppose, with my thoughts on that topic. But with this kind of format, it's just great to kind of sit down and talk. So if you're new here, this podcast, Paranormal Thoughts Podcast, really, we look at everything paranormal, things that I'm interested in, things that you as a listener are interested in. And as always, if you have something you want to hear me talk about, email me at paranormalthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. Jump on our Facebook page, our WordPress blog, you know, all these great formats where, you know, you can send me a message or find out more about the podcast. And of course, you know, if you want to download the podcast or stream it, we're on every podcast hosting service. So, you know, iTunes, Stitcher, you name it, most likely there. And if not, you probably should let me know when I can sort that out. One thing we're not on is Spotify, and I don't actually know how to get your podcast on Spotify. It's almost like this secret thing. It probably isn't. It's probably really obvious, but people have said to me it's secretive, and I did one search and it looked hard. But I would actually love to get us on Spotify, because I'm on Spotify a lot. I don't listen to podcasts on Spotify though, but I think that's a thing that we could do. But anyway, rambling here. So yeah, if you're interested in the podcast, lots of places. Yeah, you can also listen to it on not just SoundCloud or wherever you might be. But so yeah, we're kind of, you know, just here to talk about the paranormal. And, you know, I've had some experiences. Well, not so much me, but I've witnessed some experiences. So the end of last year, I went on a couple week holiday vacation, as Americans like to call it, because I spent some time in America. And this is my first time. And I think, like a lot of Australians, well, I don't know. I don't know if I could even say that, but I, as an Australian, I really idolize America. And I'm sure a lot of us do, but then there's a lot of Aussies who are, you know, kind of true blue, and they love this country, you know, and I completely get it. But I definitely idolize America for, you know, many different reasons. You know, being a really big music fan, a lot of, you know, great music coming out of the country, and of course film and TV also being an interest. You know, it's definitely a very creative machine, you could say. You know, it puts out a lot of material all the time, and it's kind of hard not to be influenced by America, you know, as the whole world is influenced one way or another, you know. So I went to the west coast of the country, so we did California and Nevada and also Arizona. So, you know, we did a bunch of cities for like 3.5 weeks traveling around, just, you know, seeing the country. And it was really great. I had a really good time. And luckily, you know, I had a bit of time to check out some ghost hotspots, you could say, some ghost tours, some America's Most Haunted kind of sites, which was really cool. And it was almost, I knew I wanted to do that, but it kind of it sort of found me, which is a funny thing. And, you know, I dragged a couple other people in to sort of experience what I am quite used to, and I'm sure a lot of you are also pretty aware of. So I would have loved to do more, but, you know, it's so hard to fit everything in you could possibly do on a holiday. It's almost like you have to live in some of these places to truly get a full sense of what there is to do and everything like that. But I didn't just want to even talk about the experiences I had on this holiday. I also want to talk about the reactions and how people view the things that we talk about here. Paranormal being a very blanketed type, it's a very broad word, and, you know, we kind of throw it around. It's the title of the podcast, you know, but that obviously covers a very large format of a bunch of different topics, and then a bunch of subtopics within that too. You know, like when I come in here and talk about alien abduction, that is such a broad two words right there, you know. So definitely when I'm talking broadly here, I'm talking kind of, you know, all of these topics that we all have interests in and passions in, and, you know, things of experience, you know. So I want to also talk about seeing people who may not necessarily have any belief or any interest in this world of ours, and then kind of seeing that change as they get to see a little glimpse into, you know, what we read, talk about, see in documentaries, you know, and all mediums, you know, or even what we've experienced. And I think it's really interesting. I feel like I keep talking about it, and it's often when I'm doing an interview or just speaking with people that we always come back to this. And there's an episode coming out in the following fortnight, and we speak a little bit about this, me and this person, who is quite, he's dedicated his whole life to this kind of field. And we speak about, you know, people not getting it, and then, you know, they might get it, and then some people would just never do, and that's fine as well. But it's interesting. It just keeps coming up in topic, and I think probably too because I do this podcast and people ask about it, and, you know, you can get a sense from when they ask that whether or not they're actually, they have a bit of an interest. they kind of want to take the piss, or, you know, they actually have no idea and you kind of have to, they need a bit of an explanation to get what it is that we're talking about here. But, you know, I'll get to that. But so really the only paranormal type things I got to do, you know, I would have loved to go to, of course, you know, Area 51. That was high up there on my list, but I was only in Vegas for a few days and it's quite a drive, you know, and I just imagine people I was with weren't too keen to drive out into the middle of the desert, you know, but that's fine. You know, it's all good. It's all good. Completely get that. And even I had the chance to even go to the Queen Mary 2, which would have been cool, but I think just due to jet lag that on that day probably, you know, probably wouldn't have really gotten to enjoy it for what it kind of was. But obviously, you know, the Queen Mary 2 being a pretty well-known ship that is haunted. So, but what I did get to do when I was in San Diego, it was really I love San Diego. So anyone listening from San Diego, you have a beautiful, you know, a beautiful place that you live in, and would love to come back eventually and hang out some more because you have a very great history and a very spooky one, you could say. But you might know what I'm talking about. I got to check out the Whaley House, which was really cool, because it's kind of one of those things, like, I didn't even connect the two that, you know, the Whaley House is in San Diego, or, you know, like, it's just one of those things that slips your mind, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, shit, I better go to that, because that's kind of huge, you know. So that was a cool kind of a thing that kind of I stumbled across, and it was literally, I did stumble across it, you know, and then while I was also in Old Town San Diego, we did a walking ghost tour as well. And San Diego does a lot of ghost tours, but I was there, the week before Christmas, a few days before Christmas. So it was kind of a weird time. It definitely wasn't peak time. A lot of people, you know, I guess were on vacation themselves. So there wasn't a ton of these tours running, but there was one that I got to do, and, you know, I'll talk about that as well in a moment. But just going back to how I stumbled across the Whaley House and even just going to Old Town San Diego, because I've spoken to some people who've been to San Diego, some Australians, and they've never been to Old Town San Diego. And I would recommend, just if you don't know anything about it, go check it out online. It's a really fascinating historical part of San Diego. And I was on a tour at this point with a bunch of other people, and we went to have, like, authentic Mexican for dinner, and we're driving through Old Town San Diego, and I didn't even know what we were even going to. I just knew we were going to go eat at a Mexican restaurant. But we start driving down this street, and, you know, the buildings suddenly, you know, become, I suppose, what you would expect if you, you know, I guess just cross the border into Mexico, you know. And we had a tour guide on this tour as well, and she's talking about the town, and all of a sudden we pass this old cemetery. I was like, oh, that's like right up my alley. And then we pass the Mexican restaurant. She's like, that's where we're going to be eating. And then, I don't know, we drive, I don't know, like 30 meters down the road. And then she's like, and then to the right of the coach is the Whaley House, one of the most haunted buildings in America. And I was like, holy shit. I didn't even realize that was here. You know, like the Whaley House, if you don't know, it's very, I suppose, well known in terms of America's hauntings. It's one I've definitely heard of and seen things about, but not for a really long time either. It was one of those things I saw it and went, oh yeah, that's right. You know, it's got, you know, some great history to it. And you know, the history really is the location the house was built used to be the, I guess, San Diego's execution, place of executing people by hanging them from a gallows. And the man who then built the house, you know, he actually went and saw one of the last hangings that took place there. A man of Yankee Jim was the one who was being hung by for the reason of, I believe he tried to steal a boat. So I'm not even sure if he even did steal it. I think it was almost like caught him in the act, you know, kind of thing. But he was a tall man, Yankee Jim, and when he was hung, I guess the rope was too long for his body. So when he was hanging, he could actually touch the ground slightly. So rather than, you know, you hanging it, either snapping your neck or choking you to death, he had a very slow, drawn-out death of him kind of struggling, and he could kind of stand up for a bit, but then I suppose, you know, you can only do that for so long, but pretty tragic. But Thomas Whaley, a businessman from San Diego, I believe, he witnessed this hanging, and then 4 years later, when the gallows were no longer there, he decided to build his house on that land. And, you know, there's story too that Yankee Jim cursed anyone who, I suppose, would try to build on that land. That part is a bit sketchy, and, you know, I could probably look that up, please, but I feel like when we did the tour guide mentioned something like that. There's a bit of a curse put on the house, you know, and it definitely seemed to be that, because the family, the Whaley family, would hear footsteps upstairs, and they definitely believed that they were being haunted. And this is where it gets interesting too, because the Whaleys had some pretty bad luck. Other than just being haunted, a lot of the family members died in the house. Like their daughter Violet, she was depressed and tried to commit suicide out in the backyard, thinking the outhouse. But when she shot herself, she didn't do it right, so she didn't die instantly. And her father, Thomas, ran out and brought her back into the house, so she died in the house. And, you know, so did another infant in the house, and I believe the wife did as well. So there's quite a bit of tragedy in that house. And what's interesting now is that it's believed that the Whaleys also haunt the house. So it's kind of this weird position of the family that now haunts the house were also haunted. So I think that's kind of the reason that it is such an interesting case. You know, it's not often heard. You know, it's a very old house as it is, but the amount of spirits that are in that house, you know, it varies too. It's very interesting from someone who was hung for, I guess, committing a crime, to you know, a certain extent, and then from someone who's killed themselves or, you know, been sick. And it's really interesting, but it's definitely worth checking out if you're in San Diego or you're into, you know, into history, for one. You're definitely, because it's great. The house is very well preserved as well. Or, you know, if you're into the spooky, into some spirits, definitely worth checking out. They have a great souvenir shop where you buy your tickets, lots of books and merch, ghost stuff, you know, things that you just love. And, you know, the Whaley House was great. Can't say I really experienced anything. It was just interesting to hear the different accounts. And then, you know, all you have to do is Google image or watch the Ghost Adventures episode they did. And there's plenty of activity. Even the man who was really great, who took us through the house, he has experienced his own activity too. So it's definitely an active place, but, you know, as always, you never know exactly what you're going to get when you go to these places. And two, like, there's people coming through every half an hour at that place, you know. So it's there's a lot of activity all the time, so you can't necessarily expect something to happen at, you know, in that exact moment that you're there. So, but then we went and jumped on a walking ghost tour straight after that. And the ghost tour company was San Diego Ghost Tours. So I don't think there's actually a website, but if there is, oh, there is. I've got one here, but I'm not sure exactly how much information was on there. But it was really one of those things where a lot of the other ghost tours weren't running, so I picked the one which was. And we were taken around Old Town San Diego by our host. I'm sure you could find his name. I you know, I might actually just even look that up while I'm telling you this right now, how very organized of me I am. And we did, yeah, a bit of a walking tour for, I don't know, maybe about an hour and a half, and our guide was telling us some different accounts from what he had experienced in Old Town San Diego. He originally moved there for the reason of its kind of history and the amount of people who say they have seen and experienced their own paranormal experiences there, because it is definitely a hotspot. And he took us to a point sort of between the Whaley House and the cemetery where that man who was hung, Yankee Jim's grave, is, you know, it's still there today. But and he was telling us that he believes there's a portal, and that's why there is so much activity between, I suppose, our world and whatever world sort of, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, it depends if you even want to believe that there could be portals, I suppose, between this world and the spirit world, or how that whole concept even works of spirits, you know, because that's a whole nother discussion too, like whether or not ghosts are even real. It's like, well, how does that all work? You know, is it when you die, I don't know, some people just don't cross over? Is it this thing that you can come back, you know? But he's under the impression that there's a portal there, and that's why there's so much activity and the amount of energy that you find. But it was interesting. It was definitely interesting to hear his accounts, and he's been doing this for, I don't even remember how long, a very long time, we could say.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
And he took us at the end of the night to a old hotel that's in Old Town San Diego. And the hotel is called the Cosmopolitan Hotel. Great sort of, you know, very, very sort of 1800s, you know, very, it has a bit of a Western feel to it, you could say. You know, we are on the West Coast. Like when we're down in the sort of eating, dining area with the bar, it felt very sort of saloony, which I definitely loved that. I definitely loved that feel to it. And I've just looked up this man now. His name is Michael. And there is a website, so I'll definitely link that. But oh yeah, he's got some videos and all sorts on here. That's actually great. I'll definitely check some of those out and post them. But thank you, Michael, for the tour. Yeah, so he took us into the Cosmopolitan Hotel and we get to walk around for a little bit, take some photos and get a vibe for the place. And then he sits us down at a table. You know, there's probably maybe 20 of us. It's a pretty big group, but a very mixed bag of people. There's some people there who, you know, just average people, you know, I suppose, like myself, you could say. And there's people who kind of seem to be there for the scary factor, you know, to get a bit of a scare, just, you know, to be doing something different. The people who, you know, have never done anything like it. And then I suppose the people who probably think it's bullshit, you know, and that's whatever. And we all sit down and he's telling us about some of the spirits that currently are taking residence in this hotel. And he was telling members of our group at certain times to put your hand out and to feel the air. And he would tell you exactly when a spirit was going to pass through your hand. And, you know, there's probably maybe six people who did that before it got to me. And I was like, shit, all of these people are feeling something. Like, that's fucking insane. You know, that doesn't happen normally, you know. And then it gets to me and maybe I felt something, you know. I'm someone who, I'm very into this. So, you know, it's almost like you want, you know, it's that X-Files thing. I'm looking at my X-Files poster right now. I want to believe, you know. So it's very, it's hard to sort of disconnect in those sort of moments that your dying desire to, you know, have experiences and then your actual practical problem solving of, am I tricking myself here? I got to really just think about what I'm feeling. And I don't think I did feel anything, to be perfectly honest. But, and this is what I decided to do, was I'm going to say I did, because everyone else is saying they felt something. So I want to see if everyone in this group is going to take this lead, because if everyone says they feel something, well, we're most likely not all feeling the same thing. It's just not likely. And it kind of goes through maybe two other people and they say they feel something. And most people sort of experienced a cold sensation. If I'd experienced anything, it wouldn't necessarily have been a cold sensation. It was just maybe it felt different, but not different enough for me to go, yeah, something walked through my hand then. I can say that. But then we get to a family who, you know, might have been the ones who weren't believers necessarily, or, you know, I guess didn't really know necessarily maybe what they were getting into and so on and so forth. But and they all said they didn't feel it. I was like, okay, interesting. Now we have a little bit more of a mixed bag, and maybe, and I definitely think some of those people were feeling something, definitely. They were very excited and kind of spun out that they were feeling something different. But the thing that made me really, what, you know, proved it to me was I went on holiday with my girlfriend, and, you know, she's known me for a long time now and knows about all of this, you know, this podcast, my passion for all of everything paranormal. And, you know, I've been on ghost tours and offered it for her to come. She wasn't interested, you know, and I tell her all of this, you know, all the information I'm telling you guys, she's heard it, you know. And then she was sitting before me in the group, so she went first. And I couldn't believe it when she said she felt something. And she's definitely, I suppose, skeptical. You know, she's gotten less skeptical over the time, because I think, you know, you probably just wore her down. But the fact that she felt something, and then the way she explained it was really interesting too. She explained it not as a cold feeling, but as a almost not even electrical kind of feeling, but she just explained it as if something did walk through your hand, you know, the feeling of that movement. And that's how I explained it. I was like, did you feel just literally movement? From, you know, I suppose the tips of your fingers moving through your hand as if you, you know, kind of had your hand open slightly and then, you know, then it was gone. And she did. And I couldn't wait to get off the tour and actually ask her about that, because I was like, were you bullshitting or did you actually feel something? And she actually did. And, you know, I can't say I've ever been in that situation where I've been with someone who I know really well, who isn't necessarily a believer. Like, I wouldn't say she, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say she does not believe, but, you know, I guess she's had no reason to fully believe either, you know. So it was this awesome moment of, wow, okay, your perspective tonight suddenly changed of this whole field of, you know, or at least for this anyway, spirits. And that, I don't know, I think it just really, it made me think back to, you know, people telling me, you know, it's bullshit, you know, and why do you believe in that? And it's like, well, you know, we all choose to believe in different things, you know. Some people are really into religion. I'm into ghosts and aliens, you know. And so, but yeah, whatever. It's just a funny thing to actually see someone all of a sudden go, yeah, I did actually feel that. And I was like, holy shit, you know, like that's better than me having experience by any means, because, you know, you don't have to convince me. But, and then, you know, even her telling people then even skeptical, like, oh, they probably rigged it. It's like, no, they didn't rig it, you know. And that's the thing too, it annoys me, is like when people say that, it makes, even like, you know, they're not purposely doing this, but it's kind of the thing of like, you're fucking stupid, obviously it's fake, you know. It's like, well, no, because I'm sitting there and it's not fake, you know. There's no fucking reason for it to be fake. The dude already has our money. He could have literally just run off, could have taken the money and run off, you know. But it just blows me away that that's a reaction I get all the time, of like, oh, it was probably, you know, something man-made, you know, to trick you. It's like, there are those things, and this isn't one of those things, because I don't do those things, because, you know, I can get a sense from their advertisements, or, you know, you could read a review if you so choose to, you know. And that's something you got to deal with too, is people kind of being like, you're stupid, it's fake. It's like, well, you know, I guess you could say that about anything if you weren't there, you know, hence the moon landing. I wasn't there. It's fake. You know, is that exact thing? That does it, when, you know, the tree falls in the woods and no one's there, does it make a sound? It's like, well, weren't there, were we? Probably didn't even fall. Anyway, so you can kind of see I'm a bit passionate about that, as people dismissing things where it's actually like, well, no, because, you know, out of a group of 20, maybe, you know, 13, 14 people felt something that night, you know, or believed they felt something, wanted to feel something. But I'm pretty certain that my girlfriend did, because she has no reason to, I don't know, not even the thing of lying, but almost, you know, being like myself and wanting it so bad that you subconsciously conjure up some sort of feeling, or, you know, you want to believe it that bad that you just kind of go, ah, yeah, I felt it. But it was a really interesting experience, you know, and I think it was great seeing other people too, like, just so shocked, you know, because they've finally gotten that glimpse into this world of the strange, and, you know, we can't explain it. That's the best thing, we can't explain it. And it's exciting. But that was San Diego anyway, and San Diego, beautiful place, you know. I definitely would like to go back to the States and do some more, you know. It would have been great to, they run like ghost hunts and things too in these places, but it really depends on when you're actually there, and, you know, you can't be too picky when you only have a couple of days. But but that's kind of what I was getting to, is, you know, seeing people's opinion change as well, which is great. And, you know, I definitely tell people to keep an open mind, and, you know, just because you don't understand it doesn't mean you can kind of put it down or not hear people out, you know. Because I know people have gone on ghost tours and don't even believe in it at all, you know. And like when I tell people about, you know, maybe a ghost tour or something or a ghost hunt I've been on, usually it's probably because I've read the person and gone, oh, well, they're not going to think this is not worth me telling them, you know, if they're not interested or anything. But even if they, I don't know, I don't even give them the chance when I'm sort of telling the story to, for them to sort of jump in and go, well, the ghosts aren't real, you know. But, you know, it's, I don't, obviously I still don't talk to everyone about this kind of thing, but if I do, I often kind of try to finish my point before letting them sort of jump in and they can make up their own mind. But, you know, I completely get it. I suppose if you had no interest or you had no reason to believe, then why would you care? But I think, yeah, it's just that thing that I keep coming across as people sort of being negative towards it or, you know, once again, that was a great point of people kind of almost not purposely saying you're stupid, but like, oh, of course it's fake. It's like, well, you know, when you have an experience, you know, like that, as I just mentioned, feeling something, seeing something, hearing something, especially, you know, if you're in your own place of residence or something, you know, where you live or, you know, where you, someone else lives or in an area where it's completely deserted and you have something happen to you, it's, well, there's a lot of different emotions, of course, you know. At first you might get a bit of a shock and then I get really, really excited, you know, and that's a fun feeling and, you know. I mean, you know, I've also been in situations where I thought something might have happened. It's like, no, it can be debunked, obviously. And that's great to keep that frame of mind because otherwise, you know, the real stuff, it isn't even important to you anymore if, you know, your kettle suddenly goes off, but you might have a bit of a shitty kettle, you know, I've heard that one before, or, you know, TVs turning themselves on. Yeah, TVs do that sometimes when they get a bit faulty and, you know, happens. That stuff happens. But it's just an interesting, I don't know, I'm sure, please, like, let me know in the comments, wherever, guys, if you've had that same thing where you've had something happen and then people kind of push to the side a bit or, you know, people aren't willing to talk about it, which is cool too, you know, like, not everyone, I'm not preaching to anyone, but I think it's just interesting to hear people out, because I'll hear anyone out about anything, you know, like if you're passionate about something or have an interest and you want to tell me for whatever reason, you know, usually you tell people things because you think they'll at least hear where you're coming from and take it on board, you know, but I guess some people don't have that concept either, so they'll just tell you anything and you kind of go, oh, fuck, and now I'm stuck here. But, and yeah, I think in this case, yeah, definitely we probably read people and see if they're actually going to be open to it. You know, like a great example is my grandparents. They don't believe in, well, I suppose in a traditional god or any god of sorts. And, you know, and I don't believe definitely, I thought I did, you know, because I wasn't raised religious or anything, but, you know, all through primary school, you know, we had a half an hour lesson of religion a week, you know, and then I went to a private school that was, I suppose, Christian in a sense. It was Anglican, but it's all the same thing, pretty much. And, you know, even there, I wasn't sure. I was like, well, you know, I never felt comfortable with the Bible and, like, you know, sorry if, you know, you're heavily religious and you're listening to this, but this is just kind of my view on it. You know, it never kind of suited me or, you know, I just can't really get into it. But then, you know, you have moments where you go, there's definitely more, you know, and even if it's not necessarily a god, you know, it's a whole civilization of beings that could be the creator, you know, it's, you probably see what I'm getting at. I'm you know, if you listen to any of my alien stuff, you could definitely figure out what I'm talking about. But going back to my grandparents, I'm so sorry for rambling there, but they don't really believe in an afterlife. And that's a lot of my family actually don't believe in an afterlife, don't believe in any sort of higher power or anything. And, you know, as a lot of people, you know, we have a lot of atheists in the world now, and all the power to them, you know. Definitely, I think it's good to have a mixed basket. It's, you know, makes great conversation and makes you think more. It's not like the old days where everyone believed the same thing, you know, how boring. But for me, hearing that, going, okay, cool, yeah, each their own. But then them having their own experiences where I believe my dad was a baby and my nan came into his room to check on him, and they, even saying this, it sounds full on, but apparently there was a woman watching over him. I suppose, I'm guessing, you see, I'd have to ask her exactly the details now because I've forgotten, but I believe just like a full body apparition of a woman just watching over him, you know, and it became so normal to them that they didn't think anything of it. It's just whoever that woman was, you know, but yet they don't believe in an afterlife or anything more. But I suppose if that's a spirit of someone, well, they've obviously gone, well, their body's gone, but they're still here in some form. You know, if that's actually a intelligent form, or if it's, you know, the situation where the ghost is on a loop, essentially, you know. I don't know, but that's interesting to me, because how can you have one, not the other, you know? But then I definitely don't believe in a traditional sense, but I definitely believe in an afterlife. I think I've spoken with enough people who have claimed to see an afterlife, or, you know, heard from other people their stories. I definitely think there's something more when we die, but, you know, and that, there has to be, really, because, you know, if you've seen a dead relative or someone you know, that's the proof. That's kind of all you need to know. And I think I've had that experience before where I think I've seen someone who's passed. Well, I'm assuming, because, you know, it doesn't really make sense who else it would be. But, yeah, and I don't know, sometimes too, you just feel like you're being watched over as well, you know. So I think there's definitely something more to it. But yeah, I don't know, this is why I love doing this podcast, where I just kind of talk, and I'm sorry if it's boring and not structured, but it feels really good. And, you know, I'd recommend, if any of you have a podcast, want to start a podcast, get a co-host, you know, because this is literally what, if I had a co-host, this is what it would be like. It would be me talking to them, bouncing ideas. I probably never would actually do any of the other planned content. It would just be me talking, because I love that. But hopefully you guys can kind of get something out of me just talking to you as if you were here. There's just no response back. That's fine. You know, I can kind of, well, no, I'm not even assuming what you're thinking. Maybe that's for the best, but you know, I might wrap it up there. I'm not even sure how long I've been talking for, but it's, you know, it's just some things to think about. I've just, you know, been on holiday, had a great time, and I got to witness my partner experience something and her kind of see into this world a little bit, and then it made me reflect on, you know, people who may not believe, maybe believe a little bit, and their sort of views and thoughts on, you know, the topic at hand, or, you know, the people who believe in this topic. You know, I definitely think if you're a skeptic, or you know someone who's skeptical, you know, like, you know, don't actually, you know, each to their own, you know. I guess if you feel like someone was, you know, putting you down over it, you could just be like, well, you know, that's pretty shit of you to do, you know, or just let them go. I just let people go. As soon as I know that they're not interested, I don't talk to them about it. Actually, I still do to a certain degree, but not really. If I know they're dead set not into it, I'll go, well, you know. But then I know people who don't necessarily believe, but they still hear me out, or they listen to the podcast, and they go, you know, I enjoyed that. I'll go, well, thanks. Thanks, you know. I appreciate you caring, because it's means a lot, you know, or just, you know, people listening to you, it's nice. But so it was a nice little summary of that, you know. I definitely had a good time, and I'm glad I got to sort of have that little moment, because I think it means a lot more to me than she would know. But, you know, that's, yeah, that's kind of it. But thank you so much, guys. Of course, if you enjoy this episode or enjoy any of the other episodes, feel free to like, subscribe, leave a comment, you know, send me an email if you want to chat. I'm always happy to hear from you guys. I really do appreciate all the kind words, and I suppose if you want to say something negative too, that's fine. You could, if it's negative, maybe make it maybe give it, like, make some feedback to make it better. Now, maybe just don't send me negative shit. Maybe it might hurt my feelings, but and make it harder than it actually is. Fuck, I'm really fixated on things tonight, aren't I? But and of course, please jump over to the Facebook page. I started that only in December. It was kind of like a spare of the moment thing. I felt like let's do this, but I haven't really posted anything. But I'm going to start doing that. If you guys start liking the page and interacting, there'll definitely be more content. Jump onto the WordPress blog. It's just wordpress.com. Wait, no, it's not. I can't actually remember, because it's been too long since I've done this podcast. What is it? ParanormalThoughtsPodcast.wordpress.com. That's what it is. I just had to think about how I say it. And yeah, as I said, jump on to any podcasting hosting website, you know, iTunes, all of those great places. And you'll be able to, you know, subscribe, and you'll get, you know, notifications, I suppose, every time a new episode comes up, which is every Monday, every fortnight on a Monday, you could say. So, you know, now you've listened to this one, I suppose the coming Monday after the next one. I'm kind of not getting that right, am I? It's every fortnight on a Monday. Oh dear, I'm a bit rusty. I haven't done this in like 6 weeks, so it's a bit of a shit show over here. But I'm glad to be back, everyone. Can't wait for next week's episode. It's been sitting there ready to go for weeks, and because I wanted to hold it off. I wanted to, you know, make it great and have something different for you guys to listen to. But as always, guys, thanks for listening. Hope you have a great rest of your day, evening. Have a great week. Have a great year. It's 2018. I'm excited. Big things coming. And I hope great things happen for everyone else. Best of luck, everyone. Thank you so much. Take it easy.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.